How many of you can testify that you know that the nations of the earth need a move of God? Let me take it a step further, because oftentimes we think about the world, but how many of you know that the church needs a move of God? Oftentimes we talk about a move of God, we sing about a move of God, but we do everything apart from the thing that we need to do to get one. There are some immutable laws in the kingdom. We know that you cannot reap a harvest without sowing. That's an immutable law. But there is another immutable law in the kingdom that most people don't want to acknowledge at all. And that is this: no repentance, no revival. It is an immutable law. Oftentimes, particularly here in the Western church, we sing about the love of God. The problem is we want Him to love us like we love. We want to define His love by human terms. And so we don't necessarily understand the love of God. And let me make it plain for a lot of you in this room. Scripture tells us in Hebrews chapter 12 that who the Lord loves, He chastens or He disciplines. And just in case we were to think it's something different, the scripture goes on to tell us that this discipline is painful. But the scripture also tells us that the Father, this discipline of the Father, He disciplines those who are His children. If He does not discipline us, we are illegitimate. So the way that we know that we belong to Him is actually when He deals with us. Some of us, the only way we want to define that we belong to God is when He blesses us. But I want you to know that you belong to God when He disciplines you and when He corrects you. I know that's not the same kind of worship right there, but the Bible says that there is a harvest of righteousness that comes from those who are trained in this way. When we don't understand how deeply and fiercely He loves us, when He does things to demonstrate His love, we reject it and call it the devil. Can I read a scripture for those of you who don't believe what I'm saying? Hear the depth of the love of the Father. I know that most people wouldn't read this kind of scripture to describe the depth of the love of the Father, but I want you to see how fiercely He loves His people. It's going to seem unconventional to you. I brought hunger to every city and famine to every town, but still you would not return to me, says the Lord. I kept the rain from falling when your crops needed it the most. I sent rain on one town but withheld it from another. Rain fell on one field while another field withered away. People staggered from town to town looking for water, but there was never enough. But still, you would not return to me, says the Lord. I struck your farms and vineyards with blight and mildew. Locusts devoured all of your fig and olive trees, but still, you would not return to me, says the Lord. I sent plagues on you like the plagues I sent on Egypt long ago. I killed your young men in war and led all your horses astray. The stench of death filled the air, but still you would not return to me, says the Lord. I destroyed some of your cities as I destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Those of you who survived were like charred sticks pulled from the fire, but still you would not return to me, says the Lord. And you say, how in the world can you say that that's the love of God? Because everything he did in that moment was to get the attention of his people who had turned away from him. And we say, this must be the devil who is doing this, but perhaps it is the Lord who is sending out an invitation. For he echoes through his prophets in Zechariah, and he echoes through his prophets in Amos, and he echoes through his prophets in Malachi, a promise. He says, return to me, and I will return to you. Return to me, and I will return to you. Repentance comes with a promise. When you turn to God, he will. Solomon built a glorious temple, and he begins to pray, and he says, as he's praying his prayer, he's not just praying something random. He's actually recognizing what the Lord said would happen in Deuteronomy when people turn away. So he says, Lord, this is my prayer. If people turn away from you in a myriad of different ways that he lays out in 2 Chronicles 6, he says, if they come to you and they pray, would you hear from heaven and forgive their sin? And then it goes on to say, if they do this and they do that, but they come back to you and they pray, would you hear from heaven and forgive their sin? And he goes on and on listing all of these things. And then in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, the verse we all like to quote is God's response to Solomon's prayer. God says to Solomon, I've heard you. And at times, I might send plague. And at times, I might send famine. And at times, I might cause drought. And at times, I might send pestilence, because that's what I promised I would do, because I need to get the attention of people, because I'm unwilling to allow them to drift into destruction. So I will allow certain things to happen in the earth to wake them up. Because sometimes people are so asleep that it takes a shaking to wake them. And he says, Solomon, I've chosen this place. And if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Y'all make it like this conditional thing, but he's actually answering. Y'all say, then I will. No, he's saying, no, I heard your prayer and I'm answering. If they come and they turn to me, I have a promise for them. When they turn to me, I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. May I submit to you? May I submit to you, worshiper? May I submit to you, believer, that this season of shaking is actually an invitation? That God is looking for a generation who will return to him because he wants to return. And the promise of returning to God is revival. I want you to know that God has positioned the earth for a revival. Can I tell you again? God has positioned the earth. God himself has positioned you. God himself has positioned your church. God himself has positioned your nation. God himself has positioned your family. If you will return, I will.